Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amen here. One more day the Lord gave Brother Tupos and I another one to serve him and to come back and encourage my sisters all across the world, wherever you are, whoever you are. Just going to share some encouragement today. I was reading 2 Kings 22:19 and 20. Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. And I was kind of zeroing in on the humble part. Look what happens when we humble ourselves. I looked up that word, humble, to bend the knee, to humiliate, bring down low, into subjection, under. So that's what the Lord wants us to do for him. I'm going to read a few scripture verses on that. Matthew 18:4, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the heaven, in the kingdom of heaven. And that humble is depressed, figuratively to humiliate in condition or heart, abase, bring low, reduce. Kind of like the same one that we just read. If you do a word search on humble, you're going to see a whole bunch in the scriptures. I just got a few of them here. Luke 14:11, for whosoever exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. James 4:6, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, I was thinking there was a time in my lost life before Christ. I was filled with a whole bunch of pride. I built this feminist pedestal of a high position in a company, bossing around men, a single mom raising children, working two jobs, buying my own place to live, having a nice car, working out, and dressing just right to get attention from people. I mean, you name it, I was doing it, and I was filled with pride for a segment of my life, like a lofty amount of pride. And it's kind of like this, Luke 16:15, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. So I was an abomination. And you know, quite honestly, as time went on, the older I got, I hated it. And I wondered how I could maintain all that, especially as I got older, you know. And you think about, it's like it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy to be proud, right? And it just all seemed so vain, kind of like Ecclesiastes, where it's talking about it's all vanity without him. One of my favorite books to read. And I was just thinking, praise God, he gives us the hope of eternal life if we lose our life for him. And once I did that, once I lost my life for Christ and I was willing to give up everything in this world, it was so awesome because it's like I was set free. And I know you sisters probably think that same way too. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And it's free for us to be humble and freeing to be a nobody in this world. I love it. I used to be a somebody, all kinds of different kinds of somebodies, if you want to say it that way. Now today I'm nobody, but I'm someone in Christ. I'm nobody to the world, as we were talking about being an abomination, Luke 16:15, but I'm someone in Christ. And so are you if you're truly born of the Spirit of God. Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And how come we not give everything to him? Because it's all his anyway. We should just voluntarily give it to him, humble ourselves, and lift him up. And yeah, that's kind of where I was going. He gets to be lifted up and put on a pedestal. Instead of putting ourselves on a pedestal, building one up higher and higher as we go in success or whatever it is, we get off that, we become humble and low, and he gets put on that, but really he's already on his throne. He's much higher than any figurative man-made pedestal. Acts 7:49-50. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hands made all these things? So all these things that we do in our lives to build things up, just like we see Solomon talks about, it's all vanity without the Lord. We build this world around us, and it's all fading away. James 4:4, we don't want to be fond of anything of this world. We want to lay it all down, be humble, be thankful for food and raiment. And yeah, so anyway, we sisters who have repented and been born again can simply be his humble, obedient servants, striving to bring him glory. I love that. What a simple life, isn't it? Pretty awesome. And I'll leave us with this. 1 Chronicles 16:29. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.